Molly Rose, about a month ago, this saga started. The Murray Bridge running man. You noticed that consistently as you would drive down Adelaide Road, coming away from the southeastern freeway, one gentleman would each day be running in the same direction, and he became a little bit of a measuring stick for you time-wise. Yeah.
He became a part of my morning routine. I would know how early or late I was depending on where this guy was running on the road. And I mentioned the other day that I saw him as close as the caravan park, which was a real milestone for me. We since asked the community, we said, guys, who is this?
Who is the Murray Bridge running man? Anonymous informants have dropped little pieces of information over the last couple of weeks, culminating on Monday with some set information. We got Strava screenshots, which is a running app. We got photos. We positively identified the guy. His name is Todd, and good thing is he's a great sport, and he joins us this morning. Todd, the Murray Bridge running man, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, my God. We are so good. Todd and I actually had somewhat of an interaction this morning, which I'm yet to tell you about, Damon.
Sorry?
Yeah, so in the back and forth messaging that you two had, I recalled that you said, Todd, you were wondering what car it was and you'd been looking for similar patterns in cars. And this morning I knew you were coming in. I knew we were actually going to physically see you, and I saw you running and I thought, today's the day, and I gave you a double toot and you gave me a wave.
That wasn't me.
That is odd.
That did happen, yeah.
Oh, so nice.
Todd, how has it been? Because I know you've been tipped off behind the scenes by mates that might have been listening to the radio. You have said yourself that you have kind of been following some of the stuff that's been happening on Facebook. What's it like to have a radio show trying to track you down for no reason other than they see you running along?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know. Sort of keeps you going out and something extra to do while you're on your run, think about.
Do you feel like you're now going to be looking for our cars and going, oh, there they are?
I'll be waiting for a toot every morning now from you guys, for sure. So
you'll bug the residents. It seems like you have a very consistent routine, and maybe we're wrong, but the fact that Molly especially has been able to use your both your route and your timing as a measuring stick says a lot about maybe your discipline. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's pretty fair. I like to get out of the door at 5 o'clock each morning and head up Adelaide Road.
I knew that had to be the case because I always get here a little bit after you because I'm disorganised in the morning. And it's always between that sort of, it's like 5:15, 5:20, 5:25, and that's always when I see you.
At the top of Adelaide Road.
What is it about your running route? So a lot of the time you've been going up Adelaide Road. The Strava app seems to suggest you come back the same way. Is it just a nice, straight running track for you?
Yeah, it's a good 10K loop from my house up to the top of Adelaide Road, up to the old Princess Highway and then back. It's 10Ks and then sort of go around the old race course and back that way. It's a little bit more, 13, 14K.
Wow. So I've never seen you running back the other way, but I imagine the day I do, I will probably be getting fired after that because that's how late I'll be.
you were saying off air, Todd, that running actually hasn't been like a long time love of yours. So this has just developed over the last year or so.
Yeah, that's it. I just started running because of COVID and, just took over from the gym, I suppose. And, sort of escalated from there, I suppose. It's gone from 5Ks to 42Ks. And
42Ks, nuts. So he seems in good nick.
Yeah, for sure. And we have learned a lot about you just over this period of time. It's been very, very entertaining.
Serendipitously, you actually ran with a gentleman we've had on the show this year, Dwayne Thomas, through Ultimate Performance Fitness and Nutrition.
There it is.
They did a run between Tailenbent and Murray Bridge, and you were actually his support runner that day.
Yeah, just ran the 27Ks with him, whatever it was.
And funnily enough, I am looking right now at a photo of you on our Facebook page. I can't believe this. How did we never think?
Right under our nose the whole time, Molly. Very disappointing by us.
And you're even wearing the hat that I see you wearing every day. You've got a beard. You fit the description. Oh, man, this is just...
So, Todd, do you have plans now that you've been tracked down, you've been unmasked to change things up? Will we still see you on Adelaide Road, or will you now desert us and go hunt another radio station?
I'm going somewhere else. You'll probably still see me on Adelaide Road, for sure.
Before you go, over the last couple of months, Molly and I have thrown a challenge back and forth at each other.
Don't do this.
Now, Molly hates running. She, at a point, she just thinks, nah, running is not for me. Molly can't run, really. I have been wanting her to kind of build up towards a 10K.
Yep.
No.
Now, just off your own head, how long do you think it would take for someone that has zero fitness and cannot run to get to a 10K limit?
10K run, maybe 6 or 7 weeks of good training and you'd get there, I reckon.
6 or 7 weeks, Todd. Yeah. I feel like you're giving me more than I deserve with that prediction. But it does give me faith. It's something I've been thinking about.
I'm not going to throw you on the deep end and get Todd to coach you.
That's what I was worried about. You're about to ask this poor man to coach me through running?
No, I just want a little piece of advice. If Molly was to get started, if we were to get Molly towards 10K, where would she need to at least begin that journey?
Just get out there and just start it. You know what I mean?
That's so true. Yeah. God.
The hardest part's getting out the door and starting, so yeah.
Maybe we'll get you your own lucky coloured hat and we'll put it backwards on your head.
Oh, I don't mind that. That's not a bad idea. I'd have to get the same as Todd though, so it's like my inspiration is with me all the time.
You wouldn't want this one.
Maybe Todd, what we'll get you is like a Damon and Molly shirt, so when you hit the pavement in the morning, you could be like a running billboard for this show.
That's what I was actually thinking about doing that while I was a mystery man. I was going to get a paraffin shirt and run around just to taunt you guys a little bit.
We'll see if we can sort you out. Todd, thank you so much. Our Murray Bridge running man, you have been an excellent sport, and thank you to all of our anonymous detectives as well. Do you have any suspicions as to who they might have been?
No, I'm going to quiz you guys in a minute for sure.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Todd. Thank you for being there every morning. It's been a real delight.
No worries. You'll see me there again.
The Murray Bridge running man, Todd, what a champion.